Welcome to The Living Word with Chuck Davis.
Matthew 7:15-23, Fruit. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes, or figs from thistles? So every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus you will recognize them by their fruits. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, I will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do mighty works in your name? And then will I declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. And Jesus carries this idea of fruitfulness. It's very important to Jesus that we be fruitful in our lives. We know that the source of fruitfulness is God himself. Jesus, in the great passage, the vine and the branches, says that we can do nothing in ourselves, but abiding him, staying attached, there's fruitfulness that comes. There's this idea, again, pitted in two tensions. Having fruit and not having fruit. And the call in this is to be people who are fruitful. There's a warning in this passage, though. He warns about not being those who are deceived by false fruit. It's interesting. There's this aspect that we would be fruitful doing the Jesus stuff. And what did Jesus do? Heal the sick, cast out demons, and proclaim the kingdom of God. Pretty basic. Welcome sinners, discipled, apprenticed people who were ready for the kingdom, and rejected false religion. That was the stuff of Jesus. In this passage, though, he warns there may be individuals who do some of the things that I have done, but they really don't know me. There's this tension in this passage for me. Recently, a friend sent me a video clip of a person who's well-known in the Christian community in America who's always calling out others as false prophets or having a false gospel. And he goes on and on about things about way people believe. Belief is important, but for Jesus, doing is a sign of what we believe. And in John 14:12, it says, those who believe in him, whoever believes in him, will do the things that he did. There's this tension that we live in. Not being people who are consumed with the demonstration of the kingdom of God in our lives or the lives of others. It can be a false norm. We might not really know Jesus even doing those things. You say, well, where does that come from? Well, that's coming from the kingdom of darkness to create an illusion. But at the other side, we want to be people of demonstration. I pray every day, Lord, give me opportunities to pray for miracles and intervention and healing and to push back darkness in this world because I want to see your kingdom come. Jesus, again, is calling us to another level of discernment. He's really empowering us in this space to be people that allow the Holy Spirit to keep our eyes sharp to what's going on around us. So what of this passage is that Jesus has already been striking against an exterior postured faith. I think he's saying, don't be impressed or scammed by other exterior posturing of faith. The now what, we've already stated overly and overly, is the issue of having discernment. That discernment comes from being people who know the right standard, which is the Word of God. Now, warning, that person who calls out false prophets and false gospels that I mentioned previously, he knows the Bible intellectually, but he doesn't, I don't believe, know it experientially. I'm not judging him. He's a Christ follower. He loves Jesus. But in my discernment, I don't want to go his way of being a person who judges what I don't necessarily understand. At the same time, I want to have discernment that I'm not following into practices that discredit the kingdom of God. So Lord, here I am. Believe that you're still working today. Would you release for everyone listening an opportunity to pray your presence into people's lives through healing or a miracle, or to speak against darkness in their lives by sending it away? Lord, help us not to be people that are impressed by that or by anybody else that does that. But as you said to the 70, be impressed at the fact that our names are written in the book of life. That's your work in us. We've done nothing to make that about, to bring that about. In Jesus' name, amen.